This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Chris is from Westwood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Chris has had a little bit of a time this morning. He's already done his workout.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah. Wait, are you doing a class or are you just doing it solo?
Yeah, I did a class this morning.
Yeah? How'd it end?
Yeah. I had to walk out because I puked at the end.
Oh, boy. Oh,
the best.
Good. Rough class or rough night the night before?
Yeah.
That sounds like
working out in the morning. I don't think I'll do it again.
Chris, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. It happens to the best of us, you know?
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. She has now stepped to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 2,611 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one. Gwen Stefani's ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale, was recently performing in Las Vegas when he allegedly slammed Blake Shelton. He told fans, bleep country music. What really? Band is Gavin Rossdale famous for being in?
I have no idea.
Question number two. On this date in 1995, Michael Jordan returned to pro basketball with the Chicago Bulls. He left basketball while in his prime to try his hand at which sport?
Poker.
Baseball?
Question number three. Bruce Willis, turning 64 today, he plays one of the most iconic characters in film history. With his role in the Die Hard franchise, what is his character's name?
What is his name? John McClare?
What'd you say the last name was?
McClane?
Question number four. Get Out director Jordan Peele will be on Seth Meyers tonight. He's there to promote his new movie that comes out Friday. What is the movie called?
Get Out.
Question number five. Users at Ranker.com rated all the Sexiest Man Alive covers from People magazine, and they've decided Ryan Reynolds and his cover from 2010 is the sexiest.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by Chris Hemsworth from 2014 and Hugh Jackman from 2008. All three of them play superheroes. Name the superheroes they portray. So, Ryan Reynolds, Chris Hemsworth, and Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is Iron Man. Chris Hemsworth is... I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
He tried.
It's a big ask. That's the first one wrong. Might as well
that's
just
a
stop.
Lot. That's a lot this early
yeah,
in the morning
exactly.
after the morning
after
you've had.
After a vomit? Yeah, totally.
Kennedy, Chris got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
2.
Thank you.
These are tough.
Do-si-dope.
2 sickies on here this morning. You ready, Kennedy?
Yep.
Gwen Stefani's ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale, was recently performing in Vegas when he allegedly slammed Blake Shelton, where he said bleep country music. Which band is he famous for being in?
Bush.
Bush is correct. 1-0. On this date in 1995, Michael Jordan returned to pro basketball with the Chicago Bulls. He left basketball in his prime to try his hand at which sport?
Baseball. God bless you.
Don't contaminate me.
You don't get sick. Stop saying
2-1. Question number three. Bruce Willis turning 64 today. He plays one of the most iconic characters in film history with his role in the Die Hard franchise. What is his character's name?
John McClane.
All right. 3-2.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Question number four. Get Out director Jordan Peele will be on Seth Meyers tonight. He's there to promote his new movie that comes out Friday. Name that movie.
Get Out 2.
Us. Have you not seen the trailer?
That's terrifying.
It looks like the horror version of This Is Us.
Yes.
Which is actually just This Is Us.
I was going to say, isn't that Whoa.
It's a crock pot dressed as a clown. That's very scary.
You guys.
It's
really creepy.
Goes 3-2, question people. Number 5. Users at Ranker.com rated all the sexiest man alive covers from People magazine, Kennedy. They've decided that Ryan Reynolds' cover from 2010 is the sexiest, followed by Chris Hemsworth in 14 and Hugh Jackman in 2008. All three of them play superheroes. Name the superheroes they portray. So it's Ryan Reynolds, Chris
Deadpool,
Hemsworth, and...
Thor. And who?
Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine.
Nice job, Kennedy. Look at you.
You could have also said Green Lantern.
No, I could not have, because that's a terrible move.
Still a move.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Chris, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets into the advanced screening of Disney's Dumbo, which is happening March 26th at AMC Boston Common. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, hope you're feeling better, buddy.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
A rough morning.
My name is Chris from Westwood, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
No, I just don't even want to
don't
cough.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you
brutal.
You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Kempy Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Heather is from Braintree. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Heather just spent a week in Vegas.
What?
You broke, girl?
How's your body?
Annie and I sound like we just spent a week
tired.
In Vegas.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Heather?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100, which is probably helpful after a trip to Vegas for a week.
Absolutely.
Probably could use the cash.
Oh my God.
Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Nick Jonas and John Stamos have a kind of unexpected Twitter bromance happening. The
it's
Jonas
hilarious.
Brothers have the number 1 song in the entire country right now. What is that song called?
Sucker.
Question number 2. Julia Roberts says she doesn't believe Pretty Woman could be made in 2019. Who played the successful businessman who hired Roberts' character in the movie?
I know it's wrong, but I want to say Harrison Ford.
Question number 3. It was 66 years ago today, back in 1953, the Academy Awards were first televised. Bob Hope was the host. Who hosted this year?
No one.
Question number 4. Leaving Neverland director Dan Reed wants to make a sequel that follows the trial where Michael was acquitted. Which state was Michael Jackson's home Neverland Ranch in?
California.
Question number 5. MySpace just announced they lost 12 years worth of audio, video, and photos due to a botched server migration project.
Oh boy.
Whoops. It's a lot of peace signs.
All of my bling, my blinged out board is gone.
Where's my top 8? I
where's,
really need to know what was in it.
Where's my blingy blob? So, who created MySpace?
Tom.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
He was a nice fellow.
I just love your response. Oh, that was great, the way you said it.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see what we got here. I have 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question
four,
number 1.
Four out of 5.
She got 4.
Did you get 4?
Yeah.
4 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Okay, oh, that's correct. 4 out of 5. Yep, I got it. Nick Jonas and John Stamos have a kind of unexpected Twitter bromance happening, Kennedy. The Joe Bros have the number 1 song in the entire country right now. What is it called?
Sucker.
Was that an answer?
Sucker.
I think she was just exhaling.
Tied to 1, question number 2. Julia Roberts says that she doesn't believe Pretty Woman could be made in 2019. Who played the successful businessman who hired Roberts' character in the movie?
Richard Gere.
Who played his squirmy friend?
Jason Alexander.
Yeah, girl.
2-1. Question number 3. It was 66 years ago today, back in 1953. The Academy Awards were televised for the first time, and Bob Hope was the host. Who hosted this year?
Nobody.
3-2.
Oh, tricky question there, Daniel.
Question number 4. Leaving Neverland director Dan Reed wants to make a sequel that follows the trial where Michael was acquitted. Which state was Michael's home Neverland Ranch in?
California.
1 in 50 chance.
No, I was thinking, like, was it Indiana? I didn't remember.
4-3, question number 5. MySpace just announced they lost 12 years worth of audio, video, and photos due to a botched server migration project.
All I'm saying is it made me realize I still had a MySpace page, and that was pretty awesome.
They said that, and everybody said, who cares?
Oh, I found some really funny old pictures.
I have one picture on there.
I have like four, and they're of, stop me if you've heard this before, an ex-boyfriend.
Shocking.
Kennedy, who created MySpace?
Tom.
That is correct.
Really? You're going with
Tom.
Everybody was friends with Tom.
Well, he's a good photographer now.
Kennedy gets the win, Heather. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at the TD Garden March 31st. So you enjoy that, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name's Heather from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Katie is from Chelmsford. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, girl.
Katie's been a nanny for 11 years with the same family.
Wow.
Commitment.
Something. This. It's awesome, though. Do they,
are they going to come to a day where they're not going to need you anymore?
Well, no, they always just kind of need something. Now okay. I'm a glorified taxi driver, pretty much. Okay.
Yes, that's the best part.
Yep. Well, that's exactly it. And then you've got days where they're sick, holidays. There's so many times.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They'll need somebody to tutor them when they get to college.
Exactly.
And then they're somebody
their beds when they're in college.
That's right.
And what about a little extra time to take the SATs, maybe?
Yeah. And then they'll have kids, and you can nanny their kids. You could be a second family generation nanny.
I'm just going to be the Mary Poppins forever. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Practically perfect in every way.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Katie.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Kennedy is now about to step into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear any of these questions. She's got 2,613 wins and only 221 losses. That's pretty amazing. Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Dax Shepard says he lost his virginity to Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, but he didn't make it to the chorus. He's part of one of the most adorable couples in Hollywood. Who is his wife?
Kristen Bell, I believe.
Felicity Huffman's Desperate Housewives co-star Nicolette Sheridan ripped her for bribing college officials with a $15,000 donation so her child could get into college. What's the name of the street the majority of Desperate Housewives takes place on?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Question number three. Producers say director James Gunn's upcoming Suicide Squad film is a total reboot and shouldn't be referred to as a Suicide Squad 2. Who played Deadshot in the original Suicide Squad?
No clue.
Question number four. Nope. John Cena is happy that his ex-fiance has found love with her Dancing with the Stars partner. Who is John Cena's ex-fiance?
Oh, no. I'm going to pull a Mel.
Nope.
Question number five. What is the name of, or excuse me, let me back up a little bit. David Boreanaz will be on The Talk today. What is the name of his character that started on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and ended up getting his own awesome spinoff show?
Oh, I can see him in my head. Does that count?
No.
I have no clue.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Hey.
Oh, no.
There's a whole bag of nopes there.
Yeah, a whole bag of nopes. Yep. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kennedy, these are very tough questions.
Hey, it's my job. If you do that, what am I going to do around here?
Just screw up how many she got right. Mm.
Yeah, that too.
Katie got one out of five. Sooch. Nanny Sooch, yes.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her face. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
I forgot how good that nanny is.
Same. I wanted to jazz it.
The girl we described. We're never going to get that minute back.
Okay.
Ever in my whole entire life.
Question number one. Dax Shepard says he lost his virginity to Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. But didn't make it to the chorus. He's part of one of the most adorable couples in Hollywood, according to producer Dan. Who is his wife?
Kristen Bell.
I think you spelled adorable.
Tied to one, like question number two. Right? Felicity Huffman's Desperate Housewives co-star Nicolette Sheridan ripped her for bribing college officials with a $15,000 donation so her child could get into college. What is the name of the street the majority of the show takes place on?
The Wisteria Lane.
2-1. Number three, producers say director James Gunn's upcoming Suicide Squad film is a total reboot and shouldn't be referred to as Suicide Squad 2. Who played Deadshot in the original?
Will Smith.
3-1. Question number four. John Cena is happy that his ex-fiance has found love with her Dancing with the Stars partner. Who is John Cena's ex-fiance?
Nikki Bella.
Nice job.
Boom.
Wow.
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 4-1. Question number five. David Boreanaz will be on the talk today. What is the name of his character that started on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and ended up getting... Angel. His own. Yeah, there you go, Kelly. Thank you. Nice job.
And Jess.
Oh, he's one of the hardest working men in show business. He has not stopped working.
He keeps it going.
5-1 is the final score, Katie. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets for you to see Jess Glynn. She's going to be at the House of Blues on April 1st, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kids are actually smiling. She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
The nanny named Fran. The nanny named Fran.
Things I missed out in my life, and I'm so glad I did.
Katie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Katie from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.